KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a chance for scattered showers later in the afternoon, a high around 82, and winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber on Wednesday said thanks to the DOT and Kirk Knutson for getting the Achievement Center classified as a school zone. It'll have a 35-mile-per-hour speed limit in that area effective today. The yellow caution lights will be flashing from 7:45 until 8:15 a.m. and then again in the afternoons from 2:45 until 3:15 p.m. Barber urges motorists to please take notice of those flashing lights and slow your speed down as you pass through the school zone. Another hat was tossed into the ring when it comes to the mayor's race here in Atlantic. The Cass County Auditor's Office Wednesday afternoon said Tim Tighe of Atlantic filed nomination papers to have his name on the November 2nd ballot. There are currently four candidates for mayor in Atlantic. Tighe, who is retired, formerly worked as a regional manager for Snyder & Associates Engineer in Atlantic. He was 29 years old when he served one term for the city council and defeated four other candidates in the 1985 mayoral election. The other candidates running for mayor include current city council persons Pat McCurdy, Grace Garrett, and Kathy Summers. To be included on the ballot in November, candidates must have filed their nomination papers for city offices in Cass County by 5 p.m. on September 16th. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones and City Administrator John Lund Wednesday evening dispelled rumors the city is discussing the annexation of an area northwest of Atlantic. At the start of the council's meeting, Jones said the city is not annexing anything. During a public comment period at the end of the meeting, Nathan Berg, owner of Berg Electric, asked what many in the audience were wanting to know, what discussions were going on, if any.
There ain't none, isn't there?
Only discussion was on Facebook today.
I would like to know, and a lot of these gentlemen would like to know how all that ended up in the newspaper, and we started talking about it.
I wish I knew. I found out today about it.
The issue of annexation was brought up in City Administrator John Lund's agenda notes, both ahead of the Personnel and Finance Committee meeting this past Monday, and in the city's council's packet ahead of Wednesday's council session. In both cases, it was with regard to 60365 Glacier Road, and in reference to a resolution the council approved later on Wednesday, 6-1, granting permission to connect the city's sanitary sewer system at that location. John Lund said annexation was included in his agenda notes, but it was for historical reference and never discussed during Monday's Personnel and Finance Committee meeting.
I mean, anything that's outside of city limits that wants to connect to our utilities, that has to be sent to the committee. And in the past, where something was outside of city limits, we did have them voluntarily annex in this instance, but that was when it was touching city limits. This one was too far removed, so there wasn't even discussion of voluntary annexation, just the connection. So there's, and involuntary annexation has never even been thought about, much less discussed.
Councilman Pat McCurdy said any discussion about annexation should have taken place years ago when Mala hooked up to the city water and sewer, but now it's too late, and John Lund agreed.
And then we could have just kept coming north. Well, now we've jumped the gun, we got the sewer up there, and there's no way that we're going to do that. We just got to make the best of the situation.
If we're talking annexation, that should have been talked about before the lines were even buried.
Yes.
The city chose to pass on that, and there may have been a number of reasons they didn't. It wasn't brought up. It makes no sense.
Lund said the city's comprehensive plan doesn't even mention the city expanding its boundaries. The sewer and water connections in the area on Glacier Road that was mentioned will be paid for by the property owner and not the citizens of Atlantic. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved a request by organizers with produce in the park to extend the closure of 6th Street from Chestnut to Poplar on Thursdays through October 14th. The street will be closed for the downtown Produce in the Park event at the city park. Produce in the Park was scheduled to end at the end of September on the 30th. The council also approved a change order pertaining to the downtown revitalization project in the amount of $5,065. That's with regard to building improvements previously mentioned here on our newscast and on the news page at KJAN.com. And they appointed at-large councilperson Grace Garrett to the beautification committee, which has been dormant since the addition of banners and street signs they had requested were implemented a few years ago. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson on Wednesday spoke with the city council with regard to bow hunting permits in the city limits. The hunting season begins October 1st.
We're going to do the deer deprivation program again, so applications can be picked up at the PD for anybody wanting to bow hunt in the city limits. And if there's any landowners out there that are in the city limits that would like people on there to do some of that hunting, just come down and get some, leave your name and stuff down here, and we'll send those guys out there.
The chief says the city is doing the doe depredation program also.
Any of you hunt, you buy your first tag, you get us a doe. We're still doing that program. As soon as you call us, we come out to photograph it, we take a picture of it, you get to keep the deer. We bring the paperwork back to the police department, and a couple weeks later you get a check for that deer tag, and you can go about back out hunting again.
And if you aren't already certified to bow hunt in the city, you'll need to contact Chief Erickson and qualify to do so. The number of hunters taking advantage of the program have declined, he said, over the past couple of years, and the herd has grown as a result. Finally in the news, Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Director Doug Reed said Wednesday that the water boil order for Macedonia residents had been lifted and you may resume normal water usage. The order had been issued Sunday night. Additional details concerning that situation were not released. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.